I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I just know what I can do. You know, at the end of the day, you got to believe in yourself. The world already is moving at a way to where people are scared to take risks, but it's not a risk. I know what I believe in. I'm, you know, I lean on my faith. I lean on God. God is real to me. So at the end of the day, I lean on him. You know, I trust, I know what I can do. I work my ass off every single off season. I work my ass off every single season. And I just know that I'm the type of player that's going to show it.
That is Bills wide receiver Elijah Moore from his one-on-one with Sal Capaccio. You can check that out on our website, WGR550.com. I think the curiosity in Moore right now is as high as any player on the team right now this spring, as you try to learn about new guys and, you know, interests and whatnot. I'm very interested in what Moore is going to do. And Sal had a sit-down with him, so be sure to check it out.
We did actually stand up, though, when we talked.
Oh, okay. So maybe...
He was standing and I was standing, but we were only... We were facing each other and there was nobody else around, so yeah.
Yeah. It would be... There weren't any chairs in the vicinity. You'd just sit on the ground.
Elijah, you want to just
sit on the ground and we'll talk? That'd be weird.
It's kind of funny how these things happen. You know, sometimes you set these interviews up with Bill's PR or the player, and you know, you say, hey, I want to have a one-on-one, because when you do it like that, like, they know, hey, it's just this person, so no other, you know, media, you're asking specific questions that you want to do a story for. And then what generally happens, though, to get a peek behind the curtain, a lot of times at OTAs, it's, hey, when the guys come off the field, you just walk up to them, you can start talking to them. There's certain players you just don't do that with, like Josh Allen's one of them. You don't, you know, just there's certain times where he talks, he doesn't talk. So Moore and Josh Palmer were actually doing a sit-down, I think maybe with Andy Young, Spectrum News, or was it? I can't remember. Maybe it was Channel 247. I don't remember.
Yes.
I apologize.
Yes, I think it was.
Okay, and they were doing a sit-down after practice, and then they were walking across the field house back to the locker room, and I walked up to both of them and said hi and introduced myself, and I said, Elijah, do you have a couple minutes for me? And he said, sure. And he just stopped, and we just chatted. It was not even pre-planned, which was so great. A lot of times that's what you get. You get the better stuff when it's not even pre-planned like that. It's just like, hey, there was nobody else around. And I said, hey, you want to chat for a couple minutes? Mm-hmm. Started talking to him. And I really just loved the conversation. Wrote about it at WGR550.com. And the bet on himself. I think one of the big things, Joe, for me was him saying, you know, you don't, he didn't, I'm going to paraphrase a little bit here. He said, basically, when you come in the league, you don't think like how much system matters and how much being like around your play, the teammates you have matters to your success. And it kind of takes you, and it took him at least a little bit to really realize that it takes everybody and the system and the right fit, right? Yeah. And he didn't trash the Jets or the Browns or the quarterbacks we listed or anything like that. But you could tell the reason why, because I specifically asked him, why did you come to Buffalo when you could have stayed in Cleveland for more guaranteed money, right? You could have done that.
Mm-hmm.
He had 3.5 on the table, a little less than that, to stay in Cleveland on the rare, unrestricted free agent tender. He chose to come to Buffalo for a less guaranteed salary, but more to make an incentives.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, reading the words, listening to him, you could tell it's, look, I'm in a better situation here. This will fit me better. I'm playing with the league MVP. Like, all those things go into it. But a lot of it was self-reflection on, like, I think I understand now what I need to be successful in this league. It's not just me coming in and saying, I'm going to be great.
Yeah, very cool. I was just looking into his college career a little bit, too, because I think you mentioned this to him, right? That, like, people here at the station, I know others did, I think Mike did, too, loved him as an idea for the Bills in the draft a couple of years ago when he came out. His career at Ole Miss, I had forgotten he is on that Ole Miss team that was loaded with NFL players that didn't really win because they didn't have, I mean, in addition to all the quarterbacks you just had me name from in the NFL that he had, he was on that Ole Miss team that had all the talent and they couldn't put it together because they didn't actually have a great quarterback. That Ole Miss team that he was on, as a freshman at least, when he caught 400 yards, had A.J. Brown at the top, had DK Metcalf, and had Dawson Knox on it as well. So Knox and Moore would have been college teammates at least for a year. So
we spoke with him about that, like, when he first signed, like, playing with Dawson Knox at Ole Miss a little bit. I believe Dawson Knox went to Ole Miss as a quarterback, I think, and then he transitioned to tight end, I think, if I remember correctly.
He is listed here. I guess he doesn't have a position in 2016, so maybe he was that freshman year. I mean, it's kind of crazy. Knox, you know, Allen is the pinnacle example of this, like, didn't do a lot in college and then has been a superstar in the NFL. Dawson Knox in his junior year, his last year going into the draft, 12 games, 15 catches, 284 yards, and no touchdowns. Like, that's
okay. Here,
that's crazy.
The Oxford Eagle, which I'm guessing is some sort of paper around there. He was once, Dawson Knox, a walk-on quarterback at Ole Miss, and then an underappreciated tight end. There you go.
Okay, there you go. So I want to get to an exercise relating to this, but Ron and Alden's been waiting on hold. I'm going to get him in before we kind of figure out, like, what's Elijah Moore's role in the offense and these other guys as well. Ron and Alden on the phone here. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. I called the afternoon show the other day and posed a question, and I want to do it with you guys. Sean McDermott, you know, he's been the one constant since, you know, pretty much this whole run began the last 8-10 years, whatever it's been now. And if we have the same season this year, you know, no injuries, but, I mean, like, no Allen plays, and, you know, we win 13-14 games, win the division by basically Thanksgiving, we're flowing the playoffs. You know, we beat a team we're supposed to, but then we lose to Cincinnati or KC, and once again, no Super Bowl appearance. Where is McDermott on this? Is this even warm yet? And I know, Sal, you're a little bit closer to the team. That's why I really wanted to call in and get your perspective on this. Would he possibly – is there a chance he could be fired? I'm saying if the same season's been, and just once again, we can't get past, like, KC again, at some point, one constant besides Josh Allen has been McDermott. Something's got to give eventually. I just want your thoughts on it, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
You know, whenever people ask me this question, I assume they're coming from a place where they say, hey, I think it's time to make a change if that happens, which I think is a fair argument for anybody to make. But my answer is always the same, which is, do you think the owner would do that? I just don't, right? That's what the answer to the question from the caller would be. If you want me to answer that question, it's not, what would Sal Capaccio do? Yeah, I think that if Sean McDermott has the same season, there's always a discussion of, okay, just like there has been, you know, do you have the guy that's going to get you over the hump? But at the same time, if you have the same season, that means they've now won 6 straight AFC division, East Division championships, and they've gone, you know, deep in the playoffs again, maybe to the AFC championship or whatever, which is really saying a lot. I think he's a really good coach. But the question really is, would the owner make that change in that scenario?
Right.
What would it take for him to make that change? I think it would have to be drastically short of what the caller just described, Joe. That's my opinion. Like, I think it would have to take not the same season. It would be like, okay, you only won 9 games and went out in the first round. Didn't, you know, you made the wild card, something like that. That's where I think you have that discussion coming from that standpoint. I understand fans having it, you know, like,
sure.
There's a big difference between if a fan thinks that his seat should be warm or hot versus, do you think the owner would actually do that? You have an owner that right now is, you know, has a hockey team that has the longest playoff drought in professional sports right now, tied with the Jets, or actually, I guess the Jets are technically ahead of them.
They're a few months. They're a few months longer.
Yeah, by a few months. And he's gone through a lot of different changes on that side, and he has something in football that he probably would covet to have in hockey, which is continuity and stability. And that's what Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean, the caller said, the one constant. That's actually a good thing in a lot of ways, I'm guessing, to Terry Pegula. He's had a constant coach and GM and quarterback that have won five straight AFC divisional championships and been in playoffs in six of the last 7 years.
Right. Well, even on the Sabres end, like, the continuity
point.
Last
6 years, seven of eight.
I mean, yeah. Kevin Adams going into his sixth season as the general manager.
Yeah.
So you're even seeing it on that end. I understand why the question is asked. I do not believe his seat is warm in any way.
No.
I would understand anyone wondering, though, could his seat ever get warm without them having a fall on your face type of season? Like, could it ever get warm just from playoff failure? Is there ever a point where you winning the division every year and losing in the second round in the divisional round or the conference championship could cause him to have his seat warm? And I don't know the answer to that question. Right now, I think the answer is a definite no. What about in 5 years? I don't know. Like, it's so far out, it's tough to predict. I think there's a chance that they could go Josh Allen's entire career, and if they won the division every year and didn't make the Super Bowl, I'm not sure they would ever make a change. I don't know. I don't know how, but that's so far in the future. Again, that's so tough to predict. The way I feel about it is without a couple of seasons in a row even where they win, like, they have a year where they win five games for some reason. There's injuries or whatever, and I don't know. Josh at 33 isn't as athletic anymore, and they win six. Like, I don't know. The way I usually feel about it, Sal, is that it would take the quarterback doing it. It would take the quarterback having a problem with the coach and going to ownership about it. And I don't think, one, there is anything between Josh and McDermott that would spark that. And two, I don't even think Josh comes off as the type of guy that would even do it, even if there was a problem. Does that make sense?
Yes. I largely agree. At some point, right? Like, I always believed this same conversation. Like, I remember living down in Florida and having this same discussion with Tony Dungy and the Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was crazy to think that the team would ever actually move off of him because of the success they were having, even though they never got to the Super Bowl. The same thing at the Andy Reid in Philadelphia. Those organizations did ultimately make changes.
Right.
Right. And in the Bucs case, they won the Super Bowl the next year. In the Eagles case, they eventually did, but they weren't as good right away. Right. I mean, it took a couple changes to actually get there. Right. I think I have to go back and look at the Eagles, you know, timeline there. You know, the argument is always made, like, what are you going to get? Who's coming in? And I agree with that. Like, I saw somebody in the bullpen yesterday. I see this sometimes. By the way, shout out bullpen. How are you doing today? Haven't really been checking in on it too much today, but somebody in the bullpen today said, why does nobody ever bring up just moving McDermott to defensive coordinator? Like, that's never happens. Have you ever heard of that ever happening in the NFL? Like, a coach just goes to be a coordinator and they move somebody in their place? That doesn't happen. Either he's the head coach or he's not anymore. Period.
Yeah, you're not getting demoted. And then have a new head coach with the former head coach behind him. No one, that guy wouldn't want that. So yeah, that's not happening. That's the one argument, though, that sometimes I'll push back on. Like, I am not team fire McDermott right now. I actually have been very impressed with how McDermott has evolved over time in so many areas. Not even just, like, you know, he's a little more chill in the last 12 to 14 months, it appears. Like, I'm not even talking about that. His willingness to be a pass-heavy offense until really last season, when the league kind of dictated that. He has become one of the most progressive coaches on fourth down decision making. He obviously has been a very good defensive mind until some of these postseason games where they fall. And that's been even with seasons like last year where it's almost amazing they were able to keep the defense together at times when you've got like four or five backups playing in some games. Remember the Miami game earlier in the year where like Cam Lewis is playing and DeMar Hamlin is playing and, you know, Baylen Spector is on the field, like, and still, that just Tua and the Dolphins can't do anything. So I'm prefacing this with I actually like where the Bills are right now with their head coach. I am impressed with what McDermott presently is.
I say this a lot too, and I get accused of just defending, you know, too much. But man, I do think there are times where you also have to appreciate like how right those things you're saying. Like there are times where like it could be worse, but man, because you have a guy that understands how to coach,
yeah,
you've had to plug guys in and they've still been able to win games, right? That part has gone underappreciated because the ultimate end result has not been where everybody wants to go, which is to a Super Bowl and winning a Super Bowl. But there have been times along the way over the last, you know, 6-7 years where you're like, wait a minute, look what he's actually done. Look what the team has done with some of the players they've had to put in and play in certain spots. And they deserve credit for that. Not criticism for the ultimate result.
That's right. So again, this is kind of preface it though with all of that being said, I will also say personally, I am not afraid of a Bills future if McDermott is not the head coach. For two reasons.
Because they have Josh Allen.
The number one reason is definitely that they have Josh Allen. And I just don't believe that with Josh Allen playing at this level that you can be a bad team. Maybe you can't be as good as they've been, but I don't think the downside is that large. And on the other hand, and I guess this is kind of, there's overlap here, it's the same point. Because Josh Allen is your quarterback, this is not the drought Bills when they couldn't get Bill Cowher and they had to go hire a fired offensive coordinator, Chan Gailey. And I love Chan Gailey, but like he wasn't a hot candidate to be your head coach. It was just a guy that would take the job. That's not the Bills anymore. Josh Allen is your quarterback. Qualified good coaches would line up to be the Buffalo Bills head coach. Some guys might want to quit their jobs to be the Bills head coach to pair themselves with that quarterback. Jobs like that with a quarterback that good don't come available. Right?
Right.
Like when Peyton Manning was the Colts quarterback, that job never became available after he became a certain amount of good. Brady, that job never became available. Roethlisberger, that job only became available once, I guess. And then once Tomlin got it, he never let it up. You don't get a chance if you're a top-end coach to get a Josh Allen. So I think there would be a line down one Bills drive, down Abbott Road, from the best coaches in the world that would want to do it. Who would they hire, though? You know, that's a different question.
There's also no guarantee that any of those coaches would actually have any more success. You could try it. You could do that.
Sure.
There's no guarantee that would happen.
No, that's right. It would not be a guarantee. So I guess that's kind of where I am on McDermott overall, though. I'm not afraid of a different coach, but I don't need to do it now. I don't need to rush him out the door. I mean, I don't want to say I would never get to that point. And there have even been times in the past, I'm sure the months after 13 seconds. Actually, I know the months after 13 seconds. I mean, there was anger. Like, I'm done. Like, that was fireable, what happened that day. But what's happened between then and now, there are a lot of areas that I've been impressed with. So
to go back to the original question from the caller, I just want to reiterate, my response is, because his question was, if they have the same season, is his seat warm? And my response is, I don't see the owner doing that. So no, I don't think so.
Right. Same goes for the GM?
Same goes with the GM. I think it would take one of them saying, you know, I'm done, or having internal strife or something like
sure.
that. Like those things could happen that we don't know about, right? Behind the scenes. There's always things that could happen behind the scenes. I don't think through performance, if they have the same season, that Terry Pegula is like, I need to make a change. I could be wrong. I just don't see that happening. They have a new stadium opening. You could make both arguments here, which is, why would you do that when you're opening a new stadium? You had the success. You want to go in there with these guys that have had the success. Or you can make the other argument and say, well, just change everything because you're going into a new stadium. Like, it's part of the puzzle that you put together. Just like I say, him owning the Sabres and everything he's going through with them right now is part of the puzzle.
Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about this, by the way, I don't think McDermott is going anywhere for a long time. What was the best coach, well, what's the way I'm going to put this? The best job opening for a head coach with a superstar quarterback. When's like the last time that really has even happened?
Well, it depends what you think about Justin Herbert. but it he's, would be two but years
he's,
ago.
No, he's not as good. A guy as good as Allen is, an MVP-level quarterback, where a job opening becomes available for that quarterback. When has it ever happened? Like, there might not be a list. Who was, you know, I said pretty quickly there that the Colts job never became available. Dungy gets there after Manning, so maybe that is the job.
And then it did with...
Like, who's Manning's coach at the beginning? It's not Dungy.
Oh, no. And now I know this, too. It's, was it Ted Marchabrota?
That sounds right.
I thought it was Jim Mora.
Oh, there's Jim Mora, too. Jim Mora might have been before Manning, though. I'm looking at
Manning comes in
98.
What year? 98. It is Jim Mora. It's Jim Mora.
Good.
But wait a minute. I want to go to, you say Dungy. I want to go further than that. They went through other, then it was Jim Caldwell.
Oh, right, because Dungy retired.
Right. So that was Jim. And then I would say even like Andrew Luck, you get him. He wasn't MVP level at the time.
Yeah.
But Frank Reich comes in with Andrew Luck as the quarterback still.
This isn't me making a point that McDermott should be fired. Just I want to point that out off the cuff here. But it is interesting that the couple of names we've mentioned, like really look at Brady, Manning, and Roethlisberger. Didn't they all win Super Bowls with the next coach? Like Roethlisberger loses Cowher to retirement. Tomlin comes in, he wins the Super Bowl. Brady is with Belichick for 25 years. He leaves, goes to Tampa with Bruce Arians. He wins the Super Bowl. Did they not win it with Caldwell?
Wait a minute. Wait, say that again about Brady.
He won with Arians.
Which one are you talking about? Are you talking about the coach going somewhere or the quarterback? You said
just the quarterback.
The quarterback's won with a different coach.
Yeah, just that.
Because Brady
that
didn't win with a different coach. He won with Belichick.
Yeah, but then,
but he won later again. But yes, but he already won.
No, right. That's why. I'm not even making like an Allen comparison. I'm just saying all these MVP quarterbacks that have gone to a different coach, I guess it is part of an Allen point. I'm not afraid of a future of Allen with a different coach. Look at these guys. They eventually had a different head coach, and they all won. Although I don't know if Manning won with Caldwell. I don't think he did. But he won with John Fox, eventually.
But some won already with their current coach, like Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, right?
That's right. All of those guys did win with their original coach, too. So it's kind of a tough comparison. 803-0550, good question. You know, to get on to McDermott here and as a topic, it's not really one that comes up a lot, but as you kind of heard, like part of that is I just don't think, and Sal doesn't think either, his seat is warm at all, or even should be. Time out here. We'll get to the exercise that I had planned for 8 that we'll get to when we come back. I want to know how many targets Sal thinks. We had Joe Marino's opinion on this yesterday a little bit more. Some of these other Bills receivers are going to get. We'll do that when we come back here on WGR.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, you know, when he came back, he really looked like he had been working. And that's the information we were getting in our little conversations with him during that kind of down period. And when he came back, he was in really good shape. You could tell he had been working drill-wise, weight room-wise. So, you know, real proud of what he's done to this point in the offseason. Continuing it now into the 3 weeks of practice will be important, and then on into the summer break.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott this week on Keon Coleman, who seemed to come back in great shape out of the offseason. Still is the offseason. Good morning. It's a sunny, beautiful Friday morning. We got the weekend coming. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio. Jeremy White is off this week. He's playing some golf out in Boston. Boston's not, I mean, they have great golf courses. It's not a golf trip, though, that I've ever thought about. I thought about Carolina and Florida, of course. And actually, Sal, I don't know if you've seen pictures of where they're hosting the U.S. Open this year. No, not the U.S. Open. Where are they hosting it? Wisconsin, though. Wisconsin golf, I guess, is
U.S.
Like
Open's
famous.
In Pittsburgh, near Pittsburgh.
Right, Oakmont, right?
Oakmont, yep.
Oakmont, which I don't think you could play. I don't think you could just get on to Oakmont. Florida golf, though. I'd like to do that at some point. I saw some videos of a friend who's down there that it looks beautiful, so...
Well, I think the reason why you don't think of Boston, you think of warmer weather places when you think about going golfing.
Right.
Generally, what your brain goes to, even though in the summer there's fantastic courses everywhere, including obviously, you know, here in New York State. I mean, we go to Rochester. Oh my God,
Rochester's unbelievable.
Everywhere.
Yeah, Rochester golf is criminally underrated. I mean, maybe
incredible.
Oak Hill is very, very famous, but a lot of the other courses around there as well. It's very hilly, which makes it, you know, every course is a little bit unique. I would say to that. Mm-hmm. All right, so yesterday we had Joe Marino on. He did a podcast recently trying to figure out the pecking order in terms of targets. There's snaps, there's receptions, there's, you know, a lot of other ways that you could kind of break that just the depth chart straight on. But there is no depth chart this time of year. So, Sal, I'm going to have you do the exact same exercise that Joe did on his show. But I'm going to give you 500 pass attempts to work with. From Josh Allen. So that's a slight bump. It's 13 more than he had last year. So it's largely the same. It's just it's a nice round number of 500. If I told you today that there will be 500 targets to go around in the Bills offense, you can do it however you want here. You could start by giving a guy a few numbers. I could tell you where you're at, and you could go back if you want. How would you start to figure it out or guess at it?
No one told me there would be math on a Friday morning Jeremy and Joe show that I would have to be a part of here. I just want you to know that.
Well, no math before 7 a.m. is our rule. It is 8:37.
Oh, is that what it is?
We have a no math before 7 rule. No math expectation before 7, at least.
All right, let me pull up last year's so I can kind of get some comparisons here.
Okay.
Because I think that's important to kind of see how things shook out a little bit. I think I'm safe. So I have to give you like a player in the number here.
Give me
right?
a player in the number, and at the end of it, I could tally it up, and we can edit things if we need to. Yeah.
Okay. I think Khalil Shakir at 100 sounds good to me.
Okay.
That was last year's target number. I don't think there's anything unreasonable about that.
Totally fair.
I think, yeah, you know, Dalton Kincaid's 75 last year. He only played 13 games. I'm going to go to 85 for Dalton Kincaid.
85. So that would be,
yep.
That would be an increase on his total, for sure.
Sure. Yep.
Maybe not per game. No, it'd be about the same per game. You really, what you want from Kincaid, as much as the volume maybe to go up a little bit, is you want the efficiency to go up, right? Like, his catch percentage was very low last year for a tight end.
I'm going to go with Keon's going to have a uptick. I'm going to say 70 for Keon Coleman.
Okay. I would take that. I'm good with that.
Okay, so I'm eliminating the 50 for Matt Collins. I'm going to spread them out. I'm going to eliminate the 32. That's 82 I have to kind of disperse on top of the guys I already have here.
Who is
I think James Cook.
Who is the 32? Cooper?
Yep, Cooper. Exactly. Sorry. I think where James Cook falls about right. Let me look. What was James Cook the last 2 years? Was about exactly the same, wasn't he?
I think so.
Oh, no. 54. No. 54 and 38. So let's middle that a little bit. Let's go to 40 for James Cook.
Okay. 40 for James
Although, you know
Cook.
What? I mean, Ty Johnson has been a really nice third out.
Yep, and they re-signed him, and Josh Allen has called Ty Johnson. Did he say outright? Is he one of the best, or did he call him the best third down back in the league? Like, it made him one of them, but.
I think what I want to do here, actually, is go between Cook and Johnson. Last year, they had a total of 38, 48, 58, 63. So that sounds about okay. I'm gonna go 60 between the two then. So instead of James Cook at 40,
yeah,
I'll go let's say 30 and 30.
30 and 30 for Cook and Johnson.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Hold on, I'm looking. So I'm at 315. Is that right?
315. Yeah. I wasn't gonna give you the number because I was gonna give you the opportunity to go back and take away any if you were on.
Oh,
you
okay.
Went over.
Okay. Well, but I still want to do that after you tell me and show
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's fine. But you could. Do it
I'm
this
not
way
even
too.
Listing the players here. I'm just going through the numbers when I give them to you. So
gotcha.
Let me see if I can.
Gotcha.
How I can do this here? Okay. Okay. So now I have. Where am I going here? I think Curtis Samuel, Elijah Moore. Curtis Samuel's going to have more. He's going to play more. He's going to be involved more. I'm going to go with 60 for Curtis Samuel.
Ooh. Okay. That would be you have last year open, right? Would that be double what he had last year? No, cuz no,
no
not, it would be double. 46, that's right.
That wouldn't be a ton more actually.
Right. I was thinking of the reception number. So 60, okay?
And I think Elijah Moore has to factor in here around the same maybe. Who am I? Just want to see who I'm leaving out here. Dawson Knox.
We got to get to Knox. We got to get to Josh Palmer at some point here.
Josh Palmer. Boy, oh boy. Okay. Let's go 60 for Josh Palmer.
Okay. Would that be disappointing for Josh Palmer because of the contract, or do you think that would be fine?
No, I think that'd be okay. I think it'd be fine. But I could adjust here. Let's see what I got. Let's see what
you,
I got.
You can. That's right. You can adjust. This is like a good foundation.
I'm going to say 50 for Elijah Moore.
Okay. That's very well balanced between those three that you just put. Samuel, Palmer, and Moore, all pretty close together.
I only have 15 more to go around.
That's right. And, you
that's
know.
That's not good because I still have Dawson Knox.
Uh-huh.
I still have Ray Davis.
Uh-huh.
And then I still have insert name here who's going to be on the field like a Jackson Hawes or a Zach Davidson or whatever.
I would say the best way to do it, let's complete that list and then we can go back and take away if we need to.
Okay. Okay. Let me just throw the remaining 15 on Dawson Knox because I know I'm going to have to do this differently. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let's do it that way. Who am I taking away from here? So I got to go find where I'm going to take away from some guys. I got to 500 now, correct?
You're at 500. Yep, on the dot.
Who do I have left out?
A lot of the, like, I don't want to call them the miscellaneous guys, but Ray Davis and Jackson Hawes and Tyrell Shavers maybe plays a couple games this
year. Okay, so I'll say
few.
This. What I want to do is, I think the way I want to do this is, I don't think Ray Davis will get 19.
Yeah.
So let's go to...
You could also just, you want me to put other... Like with, like the rest of them combined. total at
sure.
like...
Sure. I think anybody under 20 should be other, right?
Yes, I would agree with that.
Would that make sense?
Yes, definitely.
All right, so get me to... So other gets me from 500... Let's go backward. 500 down to 480 if I go to other.
Okay.
Right? So now I have to take away from people.
Yes.
Because I also want to add to Dawson Knox. I don't think he's only going to have 15.
Yeah, how many... forget how many you've done for all the other people. Dawson Knox, you think, has how many targets this year? Just isolated from the rest of this. What would you say?
Thirty.
Okay. So
he had 30. By the way, that would be a career low, just so everybody knows.
30 would be?
Like if people go, oh my God, 30, that's too many. That'd be a career low. He had 33 last year, 36 the year before.
Right.
So I'd say 36 to 33 to 30. I don't think it's a terrible projection. I mean, I could even go to 25, but I'm going to say 30.
Okay.
For right now.
So what Sal has right now, 100 for Shakir, 85 for Kincaid, 70 for Coleman, 30 for Cook, 30 for Ty Johnson, 60 for Samuel and Palmer each, 50 for Moore, 30 for Knox. And then other we put at, what do we put other at? 30, 25? Put 25 there.
Yeah, I like round numbers here, by the way, as you can tell. I'm going fives and zeros just because they make a lot of sense total.
Right. So, I don't have you at 500. I have you at 490. Am I missing somebody?
I don't know. What do you have
Coleman,
now?
Cooks, Johnson, Samuel, Palmer, Moore, and Knox.
Maybe
I still think
the math was wrong.
I still think you. I think you've got 10 to give still.
I do.
Yeah. You have 10 to give out.
Okay.
So you can add to anybody if you would like, actually.
Who do I have? I have 100 for Shakir.
Yep.
I have 85 for
Kincaid.
Dalton Kincaid.
Mm-hmm.
I have 70 for Keon Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do I have?
30 for Cook and Johnson each.
Hold on, Cook. Ty, yep.
60 for Palmer and Samuel each.
Okay.
50 for Moore. And then 30 for Dawson Knox.
Man, I like the way this is, though. I have 10 more I can give.
Yeah.
All right, so I will give 10 more. So I go 10. Let's go 5 more to Palmer. Get him to 65.
Okay. That feels right. I mean, he contract-wise, you know, coming just a little bit over Samuel and Moore, I feel like feels appropriate.
And then I'm going to go, in fact, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to flip. I'm going to say Elijah Moore mm-hmm. goes to 60 and Samuel goes to 55.
Ooh. You're going more with more targets than Samuel. Just barely.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, because here's why. Because I think when I think about it, Samuel might get the ball in other ways where it's not a target more.
Sure. He might get a few carries.
Correct.
If the difference is 5, I mean, 5 carries right. on the season for Samuel yep. sounds very realistic. So.
Yep.
All right,
there's my 500 right now.
I think that looks pretty close to what could... I think if I were doing it myself, I would have... The only guy that looks a little low to me might be Palmer, but this is why the exercise is good and why I think you did a good job at it. I can sit here and say, I think Palmer should be higher, but I don't know who I would take away from. Because everybody else mm-hmm. kind of looks right. So, maybe 65 is good. You know, I mean, if you're an efficient player on 65 targets and Josh Palmer catches, you know, 45 to 50 passes on the year, again, is that a letdown? Maybe it's not the ceiling you were hoping for, but I don't think anybody's mad at that. So that can work. All right, 100 for Shakir, 85 for Kincaid, 70 for Coleman, 65 for Palmer, 55 for Samuel, 60 for Moore, 30 for Knox, Johnson, and Cook. I think this looks pretty good. All right.
What I'm curious about, and I want to look this up real quick. Maybe I could do this in the break, is how many teams have, like, what's the top three, like, how they disperse it among some of the teams in the league? Because right now I have 3 guys at 70-plus, right? Is that normal? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think this is a very everybody-eats-esque list, you know? Like, this is, I bet... There aren't many teams that would be this good at spreading it around. Especially, I mean, there's some that come to mind immediately, like Cincinnati, you know, is not this. Right? They have, like, what percentage of their targets goes to two guys? It's a huge number.
Yeah, but look at, but you know, Mike Gesicki was third with 83 last year for them.
Well, that's not bad. That's higher than
Chase Brown had 65 on top of that.
Well, right.
Let's look at the Dolphins real quick.
They throw the ball.
Tyreek, 123. Jonnu Smith, 111. Devon Achane, 87. Jalen Waddle, 83. They have four guys over 80.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Well, that's the pass attempts, too.
Yeah,
right?
But you have a huge drop after that. Like, there's nobody above 47 after that for them.
Yeah. 803-0550 is the phone number. We've got Christopher Carter coming up at 9 o'clock. Speaking of weapons, the Steelers are looking for another one. Also, there is TJ Watt drama right now, in addition to, are they waiting on Aaron Rodgers still? So there's a bunch of things to get to with Pittsburgh, and we'll do that coming up at 9 o'clock. I've got a Sabres question quickly for Sal when we come back. It's also a Sabres anniversary when we come back.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Clears it over to Breer. He took his shot. Rebound, they score! Danny Breer let it rip. It jumped up in the air, went over the shoulder of the goaltender, and went across the goal line. Buffalo wins it in overtime.
19 years since the last Buffalo Sabres conference final win. Game 6 at home against Carolina. You were living in Florida at that point?
I was, but I actually was on an airplane during this game headed to Europe. We were going on a vacation. And I had I wasn't able to watch the game on the internet.
Right.
You know, on the airplane and TV.
What, and the plane didn't have OLN?
Right.
OLN.
I remember I had a friend who I said, you got to call my cell phone and leave a message. And when I land, I'm going to check the message on my cell phone. And that's how I found out. I did not see this goal. I did not see this game. And I remember once I landed, we landed, and I called, you know, I checked my messages on my cell phone. And he basically said, Briere scored in overtime. They're going to game 7. Like, that's how I found out.
Yeah. You had messages. You didn't have to call, or did you call someone to ask what the score was?
No, I had because of the time difference, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was late at night. Like I said, hey, when whatever happens, call my phone and leave a message.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I basically, because I don't remember, even texting back then wasn't the same kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't remember specifically like how it worked, but either way, I remember literally getting my voicemail about the game and the score from my buddy.
Gotta love Sabre playoff. Going down Sabre playoff memory road is the same as like, what kind of technology did they have back then? Is basically what it was.
Yeah. Because, and Joe, I was in Europe for game 7. I wasn't here for game 7 either. I remember.
Okay. So you wouldn't have.
Kind of that happening. And I don't remember watching the game specifically, but I was trying to keep up somehow because, again, this is years ago, obviously, now. And I don't remember.
You couldn't have just watched it
like,
on your phone. Yeah. Obviously.
Right. It wasn't the same.
Yeah. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you want to get a quick call in, if you're on hold, we'll try to get to you coming up in the next segment. We'll also have Christopher Carter on. We'll talk some Steelers. I'm going to save that Sabre question maybe at 9:30 about – I want to get just a quick question about J.J. Paterka and potential offer sheets because there's this murmur out there about him. And Frank Cervelli, Daily Faceoff, actually has Paterka as his number one player on his offseason trade bait board. So, I got a quick question about him at 9:30, but I want to talk some Steelers when we come back. Christopher Carter joins us from Locked On Steelers. That's coming your way after the break. Getting to the 9 o'clock hour, Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio here on WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.